Beware of disaster-related financial scams. Among the sad realities of many natural disasters is that as victims struggle, criminals scheme to profit. Con artists take advantage of people after catastrophic events by claiming to be from legitimate charitable or assistance organizations, when in fact they are attempting to steal money or valuable personal information. They typically use fraudulent websites, phone calls, emails, and text messages offering to help in the rescue effort. These criminals make their scam seem convincing and then pocket either donations or down payments on fake repair offers. In effect, they are further victimizing people who are already down. How can you avoid becoming a victim? First, if you're a disaster survivor, be careful before accepting unsolicited offers of repairs or other assistance. Deal only with licensed and insured home repair contractors and get recommendations from people you know and trust. To check out a local business, including complaints against it, start by contacting your state attorney general's office by visiting www.naag.org/current-attorneys-general.php or your state or local consumer affairs office at www.consumeraction.gov/state.shtml. In addition, get prices and other key details in writing and take time to read and understand anything you are asked to sign. And be on guard against imposters who contact you out of the blue, claiming to be government employees or volunteers, and who ask for personal financial information or money to apply for aid that you can request on your own for free. Second, if you'd like to help out, avoid charities or businesses that use high-pressure tactics to get you to act quickly, perhaps to send money or provide personal information on the spot. Be cautious if someone says you already agreed to donate or pay money and you don't remember doing so. Third, don't give cash. It's best to use a credit card or check because either one provides some consumer protections, such as being able to dispute a transaction with a credit card company or place a stop payment on a check. Fourth, protect your personal and financial information. Don't divulge your bank or credit card numbers or other personal information over the phone unless you initiated the conversation with the other party and you know that it's reputable. Also, take precautions when considering an online donation. Go directly to a charity's website by independently confirming the internet address. Don't follow a link in an email, as it may be to a fake website. Fifth, give to charities that you know or have researched. Check with state government offices that regulate charities, which are listed on the website of the National Association of State Charity Officials at www.nasconet.org. Finally, report suspected frauds. Go to www.lookstoogoodtobetrue.com, a website co-sponsored by the FBI and the U.S. Postal Inspection Service, to file a complaint. You can also contact the Federal Trade Commission toll-free at 1-877-FTC-HELP or 1-877-382-4357.